Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think all these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Switch to AT&T prepaid and get 2 months of free service with no annual contract on AT&T's network. You know, my wife wanted 2 months free, and she jetted off to the Canary Islands and met some tennis pro named Sergio.
Kevin?
She doesn't even like canaries.
Stick to the script, please.
Sorry, Dan.
It's Don.
Don. That's prepaid your way from AT&T.
Limited time offer requires payment at activation, taxes, extra. Account must remain active on $45 or $65 plan and cannot lapse to get bill credit for 3rd and 12 months. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Napa know-how.
Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and Napa know-how. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions, like an HDX 4 shelf storage unit, a special buy at just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds of whatever you've got, and you'll barely have to lift your wallet. Come get organized at the Pack Store Save event going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 23rd, U.S. only.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
He's got it. Cubs win. It's all over, and the Cubs have made it 4 in a row.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 2 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. It will be John Lackey and Sean Newcomb as mound opponents tonight as the Cubs and Braves again do battle down in Atlanta. The Northsiders looking for their fifth straight victory, and coming up right after this update, Jake Arrieta talks with Dan and Jason. Earlier today, it was Joe Maddon talking with Matt and Barry, and the Cubs skipper says post-All-Star break, so far, so good.
I just like what we're doing right now. Obviously, that's an understatement. Just better at bats. Obviously, the starting pitching's picked it up. Everything. Just if you're in our dugout, you can feel the energy right now.
And Theo Epstein will join Hanley and Rosner tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. As for the White Sox, they will try and snap a 4-game losing skid tonight, but it definitely won't be easy as the Red Hot Dodgers are in town. And Clayton Kershaw, he of the 14-2 record and 2.18 ERA, he will go for LA against Miguel Gonzalez. And a couple of pro basketball notes. The LA Clippers have signed free agent center Willie Reed, 1 year, $1.5 million, and Manu Ginobili is set yet to sign a one-year deal with San Antonio. That would be year number 16 in the NBA for him. The Northside Southside series is presented by Xfinity. Listen to every game live right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. The series also brought to you in part by Subway, Subway Footlong, So Much Sandwich. This scoreboard update brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, Mark Rohde's pregame show, prior to the game against the Braves in Atlanta, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Number 49, Jake Arrieta.
Jake Arrieta.
Ron, he's almost superhuman. Unbelievable.
Starting pitcher for your Chicago Cubs.
Jake Arrieta pitches a no-hitter here at the Great American Ballpark.
2015 NL Cy Young Award winner.
Jake Arrieta, a 20-game winner.
World Series champion.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Talking Cubs all season long.
Our job is to go out there and get people out, and it doesn't matter if it's with 80 or 96.
Jake Arrieta.
Cubs win, and Jake Arrieta's return to Baltimore is a success.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and of course on a live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle. He is not on the live video stream because he is in the city of Atlanta getting ready to watch his team take on the Braves again tonight, but he joins us right here on The Score.
Jake Arrieta's on Twitter at jarrieta34. He's on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So you made me look up permabond because I wasn't quite sure what it was. And the fact is, this
is it like denture grip?
This magic blister remedy, all I found were like industrial epoxies. Is that what it is?
That's kind of what it is, really. It's kind of like a second skin that you can cover an area that's in need. And it just acts as like a buffer in between the skin and the baseball. So, and it's really something a lot of guys have used for a long time. And, you know, from my knowledge and just speaking with guys around the league, I know that a lot more guys are starting to use it this year. And it's really kind of helped me specifically from having a further issue. So there really is no issue for me now, but it's something I use on a consistent basis just to kind of prevent something from escalating or getting to a point where the skin is really sensitive.
What's the weirdest or most disgusting baseball remedy out there, or those urban legends of course Moises Alou and his hands and hardening his hands with urine? Like what's still out there that you're like, man, I can't believe guys are still doing this?
Well, I mean, guys will pee on their blisters, or it's to toughen the skin. I mean, it really does work. It sounds gross, but when you have to preserve your fingers and prevent blisters or scrapes or cuts from happening. It's, you know, guys will do pretty much anything they can to eliminate those sorts of issues. And I've seen it for many years, and it really does help. So it's something I think that will continue to be around for a long time.
It's the ball, isn't it? You know, I've looked at everything. I've looked at all of these studies that people are doing and independent testing of not only coefficient of restitution, but where the seams are, and using StatCast to show the air resistance or lack thereof. Then all the anecdotal stuff we're hearing about blisters and cracked fingernails around the league. Something's up with this ball, man.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It does seem a little different, but, you know, I've remained pretty consistent with my mindset is that if everyone's using the same ball, then I'm okay with it. And then that's kind of where I stand. I have had a little bit more issue with, the skin of my fingers, reacting differently to this ball, versus, previous years. But, if we all have to go out there and use the same ball, it's a level playing field, and I'm okay with that.
What was your initial reaction upon hearing the news that surprised so many people that you had a new teammate named Jose Quintana?
Well, seeing him from afar and having pitched against him once or twice and just kind of watching his career develop, he's an extremely well-established left-handed starting pitcher with great stuff. He's got three really good pitches, and you know you primarily see the fastball, curveball, and the occasional changeup. But when he gets ahead of guys, he rarely makes a mistake with his curveball or his changeup, or he locates his fastball extremely well. So, you know, he's a guy who's durable, and just from seeing him work over the past few days, he's in the weight room with me and several other guys, really getting after it, doing his shoulder work and taking care of his body. So initially, I mean, the report is very positive for me. And this guy just, you know, you can tell he's a competitor. You can tell he wants to win. And, you know, being traded from one Chicago team to the other, not having to pick up and move everything that he's got to another location, it seems to me that that's going to help his, the conversion from one team to the next a little bit easier, not having to pick up and move to a completely different city.
John Lester mentioned a couple of days before the All-Star break that maybe, you know, dropping a new face in the clubhouse would be cool. And then Theo came out very loudly and very, very professionally and said, hey, guys got to look around that clubhouse and find the answers within themselves. And then you get Q. When it comes to giving a clubhouse a jolt of positive energy or some kind of different wave that the manager can't supply, how does that manifest itself? How do guys who know what they are capable of kind of say, all right, fellas, what are we doing here? How does this figure itself out? Do you go out and talk about it? Do you you know, have a few cold ones? Do you have a meal? Like what? How does that happen inside the 25-man roster?
Well, I think it was fairly obvious that we needed some sort of boost, and we know from a ball club standpoint that our front office and Jed and Theo and company are doing all the scouting and all the homework necessary to decide, do we need to bring a guy in, or is it something that we can handle internally? And when you see them bring a guy in like Q and give up a couple big prospects that are still several years away from the big leagues, it helps us be able to plug in a guy who is extremely solid and a guy who can help us win games right away. And I think that's the track record that Jed and Theo live by is trying to capitalize on the situation and bring somebody in who can help us win games right now. And that's exactly what Q can do for us, as we all saw in his first start in Baltimore. Seven innings, no runs, no walks, 12 punchouts. Extremely polished, young guy who obviously they can control for several years. And it gives us an opportunity to take some pressure, just another starter who can help take pressure off of our offense. Know that when he goes out there, he's going to give you a solid effort. Not necessarily going to give his best every time, because every now and again we have a hiccup. But I think just based off his first start with our team just shows you the type of guy that he can be on a start-by-start basis. And you know, it was really awesome to watch him go out there and do his thing and see him come in the next day ready and eager to get in the weight room, work out, do his shoulder work, and get ready for his next start.
You know, if they were to bring in a third host on this show, I'd look around and go, okay, maybe I'm not doing something I need to be doing, or they just want to hear a third voice. I don't know how it is when a guy gets brought in on a starting staff where contract clocks are where they are, especially with you. Do you, you know, while being a good teammate, do you sit back and say, okay, maybe that long-term deal might be off the table now that they filled a role here?
You know, I don't look at it in that way at all. My primary objective and goal is to do everything in my power with the guys we have to help us win another championship. And after having the experience from last year and even the year before, you know, getting to the playoffs, winning the wild card game and beating the Cardinals and advancing and ultimately losing to the Mets in the NLCS, was a tremendous experience for us, for myself, mm-hmm. and allowed so much growth to take place in the organization and ultimately lead to what we were able to do last year. And
Yeah, I'm not calling you a bad teammate. I'm just saying, do you think about your personal situation when a guy gets dropped in the starting staff as versatile and as controlled as you mentioned contract wise as Jose Quintana?
Well, no, I don't take it personal. I know that our front office and the guys who are in charge are going to do everything in their power to help us win as many games as we possibly can to get to the same point we were last year. And I really don't take it personally. And I think anybody that does is detracting from the opportunity that you might have currently within your present situation. And that's the way I look at it. And whatever happens at the end of October, and hopefully we play into early November, mm-hmm. Whatever happens after that, it's just kind of part of the business, and there will be no hurt feelings, no hard feelings, or animosity against anybody in this organization, simply because what I've been able to be a part of and the teammates that I've been able to play with for these last 4 or 5 years, it's been extremely incredible, and I wouldn't trade any of it for anything in the world. And I say the same thing about my time in Baltimore. You know, if I didn't go through that, would I be the player I am today? And you know, I probably wouldn't. So each step of the way, I just look at as an extremely incredible opportunity to be a part of something, to learn things, to play with different teammates, and hopefully ultimately win another World Series.
You mentioned the term needed a boost. You said it was clear that this team needed a boost, and it's somewhat nebulous in baseball what a boost may mean. In one way, it can come with a trade. Like, even though Theo Epstein said, "Don't look at me, it's all in this clubhouse. These are the guys who did it once; they can do it again." And then, wink, wink, he goes and makes the splashy deal. But your catcher Wilson Contreras decided that he was going to be that guy, and he said after the sweep, "We're back. We're back to the team that we were." As much as that is still sort of looming over this team with fans thinking, when is it going to feel the same? When are they going to get back? Well, he was not bashful about it, and he figured he'd step out there and just say it. Does that matter? Does that do anything internally to have your starting catcher say that? Or is that kind of for the fans? Or is he saying that because he just wants to hear himself say it?
Well, I mean, I think he's just kind of reverberating something that we've said amongst ourselves as players for quite some time now. You know, we'll lose a couple games, and then we'll have a guy like Schwarber or Rizzo who might have hit a skid, or KB, whoever it is, and then they hit a big home run, and they come in they cross the plate, they come in the dugout, and we say, "Hey, we're back! You know, Cubs are back!" You know, it's just kind of something that we've been saying, and I think that it's a great time for Wilson to come out and say it publicly and to kind of let people know that, yeah, this potentially could be the very move that puts us over the top and helps us kind of carry this over into the next couple of months and hopefully overtake the Brewers and try and create some separation between us and the other teams in our division. And, you know, it makes it easier to say based on you know, acquiring such a talented left-handed pitcher and seeing him do what he did in Baltimore during his first start. But, you know, I really think that can be the case. We have the offense to win our division and to get pretty deep, as deep as we can in the playoffs. You know, there's no reason we can't. And I think now with the starting five that we have, you know, we're a team to be reckoned with.
It's funny you stopped yourself there for a moment, because it's like you were thinking about, should I say we have the offense that we can repeat, we can win the World Series.
Yeah, that old school Jake the Snake Cy Young talk right there.
Yeah, I was interested to hear that you kind of pulled up short on that about what this team can do.
Because you know we're going to hold it to you and then play it in the open, just like you're you know, we need something to talk about and throwing 86 right. instead of 90 mumbo jumbo that you gave us in the first visit.
Right. Well, and that's okay. You know, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but you know, at the same time, it's an exciting time for this team. You know, we came out of the break with a sweep in Baltimore. We won the first game of the series last night. Lester pitched tremendously, and what a double! You know, first pitch double.
Yep.
I was hoping he was going to provide a little bit more launch angle and get the ball over the wall for his first homer, but just a great ball game all the way around. Obviously, you know, things in the ninth got a little hairy, but obviously when Wade Davis is on the mound, you never are worried too much just because of what the guy's capable of as a closer with four above average pitches. So being able to lock that game down and move on to today with a chance to take game two and, you know, hopefully sweep tomorrow, I think we're trending in the right direction.
You know how when drag racers across the line and those little drag chutes fly out of the back to slow them down quickly? Can we get one for Kyle Schwarber? Because just, you know, when he gets up to speed to go over and get the ball, he had a good 6 feet, you know, like at least a second and a half to try to do something. He sort of, it looked like he knew, oh, I'm probably going to fall over this thing right now, because stopping is an issue.
Yeah, well, what's cool about that is you see the effort, the balls to the wall sort of mentality that guys display on a night in, night out basis. And it just shows that, you know, when the ball's in the air, guys are trying to do everything in their power to secure the out, to make the play, and that's amazing. And I know a lot of guys might not be very fond of, you know, guys coming to the dugout and being pissed about getting out, but I love that. It just shows the fire. It shows the determination. It shows the motivation to pick up your teammates or to come up in the clutch with a big hit or a big play, and that's what championship teams do. And we have all that within this clubhouse, and like I said, regardless of where we're at, we're four and a half games out. With the way we're playing and with the guys we have, it can be a very exciting ending to the season for us.
Nothing against Victor Caratini, who's done everything asked of him since being called up, but we talked to Jed Hoyer last week, and it's really no secret that this team, to optimize this roster, to optimize this pitching staff, would like a veteran catcher. Now that there's no David Ross and Miguel Montero is gone, to have that the wisdom and experience.
Well, there really is always David Ross. He's just not
right,
playing.
Right, yes, he's refused to leave. No one told him. But I'm wondering how you would feel. Would that be something to say, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, not, and obviously nothing against Victor Caratini as a backup catcher, but a contending team should have somebody there with some experience, no?
Well, yeah. I mean, I definitely think there's some merit to that. It's a tough situation. Where we're at this point in the season with the team that we have, obviously Wilson has elevated his game to a place where it's hard to not get him in the lineup, both defensively with his ability to understand his starter or the guys in the pen that are coming in, whether it's the sixth or the ninth inning, and also his ability at the plate. I think he raised his average in the series in Baltimore, 25 to 30 points in that three-game set. He's on fire right now, and Caratini is a very very qualified catcher as well as an offensive threat. So I think it can be tough to find when to implement him into the lineup. How do we get him reps to keep him fresh? But at some point, it's going to be critical to you know, get him in there, get him some at bats, because at some point in the season, he's going to be a big player for us.
What'd you get into over the break?
Me and the family were posted up at the Lackey's house on the lake in Austin, doing some jet skis, you know, taking some boat rides and enjoying his new pool. And we had a blast doing it. We're looking forward to getting our house built on the same street and, kind of taking part, in the activities. But, you know, it was a much needed break, I think for not only for us, but for the rest of the guys on the team. And, we came back in Baltimore with all guns blazing, you know, guys throwing the ball extremely well. Mm-hmm. Guys looked pretty sharp, and our offense is on fire right now.
This is it. This is the breakthrough moment. Yes. This is the exit velocity moment for you guys, yeah, I guess, right?
The Lackey start.
Yeah,
the fact that it lines up with a Lackey start, too, and I keep use the term escape velocity of trying to break out of an orbit that you're just, it seems that the 500 mark has had this gravity that's kept the Cubs close to it, and maybe the symbolism of it being a John Lackey start at this point, again, who struggled at times, had some difficult first innings at this, and I hate being that guy that takes one out of 162 and tries to imbue it with some sort of outsized importance. But after the fact, you look at it, yeah, this is, it feels bigger than it otherwise might be.
Well, you know, you could be right there. I mean, Lax ran into quite a bit of tough luck. I mean, he's pitched several really, really good games and lost, you know, 2-0 or 1-0, whatever the case is. But, you know, as everyone knows, this guy's track record is one that he can go out there and give you 7 shutout innings at any point's notice. And, you know, he showed us that at several points throughout the season. He goes out there and throws 7 scoreless in Colorado, probably the most difficult ballpark to do that. And also against one of the most difficult offenses to shut down. So, you know, you can't deny that this guy can go out there and do some really special things, regardless of his age or where he's at in his career. You know, we're all confident in his ability, and, you know, we like our chances. Like I said, especially with the way we're swinging the bats, the confidence level that we're displaying right now, it's exactly where we need to be.
Jake, always good to talk to you, man. We'll do it in a couple of weeks.
All right, boys. Thanks for having me.
That is Jake Arrieta on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Your reaction, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. A lot of people chiming in on Twitter and also at TechZone 670-11 and Facebook Live. We'll go through some of those mentions as well. You know, people feeling better about the Cubs over the last 4 games, and why would you not? They played the Orioles, they played the Braves, and they've done exactly what they should do. And as you mentioned, got a little hairy last night with Wade Davis. Terry used to always talk about the first game of a series where you gore that closer and a team feels like they got something. I don't feel that bad about Wade Davis because Wade Davis has been excellent, but there were some things last night. You know, there's some good base running. Ian Happ out there running the bases like a madman, and Javi Baez stretching a single into a double. There's some things from last night's game that I want to get into.
At the Bernstein and Goff Show, Andy McCullough is going to join us too in a little bit. He's going to talk about the White Sox opponent, the Dodgers, on the Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Quintana performance outstanding. That's the third time he's had 10 or more strikeouts this year, and we know he got very little run support on the south side.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 TheScore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yesterday's 4 p.m. deadline for long-term extensions for franchise players came and went in the NFL without the Redskins agreeing to a new deal with Kirk Cousins. That was not a surprise. What was a surprise was how they handled it, by releasing a statement that took a weird situation and made it worse. And then on top of that, you have team president Bruce Allen coming out and butchering Kirk's first name. Look, that'll happen. So he called Kirk, Kurt.
After discussions with Kurt.
Innocent mistake, right? Wrong.
Kurt is obviously an important...
And then he did it again.
Our goal was to sign Kurt.
And again.
We made Kurt an offer.
And again.
From Kurt's agent this year.
I mean, did you seriously just refer to your starting quarterback as Kurt 5 times or more? Nothing says respecting your starting quarterback like calling him by the wrong name repeatedly, Bob.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, happy birthday! No, I'm not talking about your birthday. I'm talking about the fact that Renter's Warehouse just turned 10 years old. And to celebrate, they're tripling down to give you the gift of up to 30% off all their property management services for the summer. That's right, a 30% discount on Renter's Warehouse property management, taken off their already low flat monthly fee. You know, it seems like just yesterday that Renter's Warehouse was a fresh-faced regional property management company. And now look at them. 10 years of expertly placing and warrantying tenants. 10 years of professional, timely rent collection and maintenance coordination. 10 years of driving financial freedom by helping people run their home like a business and buy more rental properties. Now, they're America's number one rent estate company. So happy 10th birthday, Renter's Warehouse. Go to renterswarehouse.com today to get the details on your gift of up to 30% off property management for the entire summer. That's renterswarehouse.com.
The best-kept secret for luxury and ruggedness? Land Rover. The best-kept secret to obtain a Land Rover? Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Did you know, at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, you can now drive a new 2016 Range Rover Evoque or a 2016 Discovery Sport for only $39,996. Your choice, an Evoque or Discovery Sport for only $39,996. And did you know, you'll also receive a 5-year, 100,000-mile factory warranty. Isn't it time you discover the outstanding selection and offers at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago? Don't miss out. Visit Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorlofflandrover.com.
Service loaner, Evoque stock number L03549, Discovery Sports stock number L03224, plus tax, title, license, and doc fee with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Right now at Westfield Ford, buy a new 2017 Ford Focus for $169 per month. Also remember to join them at the dealership on Thursday, July 20th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. as Wilson Contreras will be stopping by to meet some of Chicago's best baseball fans.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All Ford rebates incentives apply. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Payments based on 10% down with 2.99% APR for 75 months. Wilson Contreras meet date and times are subject to change. No purchase necessary. See dealer for details. Offers expire 7/31/17.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot. And the shelves are full of smart storage solutions, like an HDX 4-shelf storage unit, a special buy at just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds of whatever you've got, and you'll barely have to lift your wallet. Come get organized at the Pack Store Save event going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 23rd, U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
White Plains
Queens, New York.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
2:32, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Cubs will be in search of their fifth straight win as they again face the Braves in Atlanta tonight. Jake Arrieta was on with Dan and Jason just a short while ago, and he says the acquisition of Jose Quintana, definitely a boost for the team.
When you see them bring a guy in like you and give up a couple big prospects that are still several years away from the big leagues, it helps us be able to plug in a guy who is extremely solid and a guy who can help us win games right away.
Here's Joe Maddon's lineup for tonight. Ben Zobrist again leading off, playing left field. Chris Bryant at third. Anthony Rizzo at first. Wilson Contreras again hitting cleanup. Addison Russell at shortstop. Albert Elmora in center. Jason Hayward in right. Javier Baez tonight at second. And John Lackey will be on the mound. And a programming note, Cubs president Theo Epstein will be on with Hanley and Rosner. That's tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Back here on the south side, the White Sox take on the Dodgers with Miguel Gonzalez going against one of, if not the best pitchers in baseball, Clayton Kershaw. And one football note, Jay Cutler will be at Soldier Field for the Bears opener, but up in the broadcasting booth for Fox TV. Join 670 The Score at Westfield Ford in Countryside this Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 at night for your chance to meet catcher Wilson Contreras, catch an autograph by Wilson, talk Chicago sports, and grab some cool summer swag, all from The Score. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way today, starting at 6 o'clock, Mark Grody's pregame show, and that's prior to the game against the Braves, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Major League Soccer. This August, Tim Howard, Kaká, and the biggest stars in Major League Soccer face off against European champions Real Madrid. Don't miss the MLS All-Star Game presented by Target, live on August 2nd at Soldier Field. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com.
Not Kaká.
Yes, it is Kaká.
Tis Kaká.
And Fred. Or no, Fred isn't playing anymore.
I think Fred's done, yeah. Right? But we can, we'll always have Kaká.
Kaká and Ronaldo and Messi. How deep can you go on international soccer stars like in terms of names?
Current?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not asking you to name Pele, you dumbass.
Franz Beckenbauer and Johan Cruyff.
Who's the dude that has the, it sounds like a Polish name, but he's actually Italian? Or is it an Italian name? It might be Polish.
Kowalski?
No, he's like 6'3".
Nick Kwiatkowski?
He's like one of the best scorers in the game right now, in the world, I should say.
Cristiano Ronaldo?
Ibrahimovic or something. Come on, the soccer people need to help us out on this. They get so mad. The soccer people and the hockey people.
Is it Schweinsteiger?
No, it's not Schweinsteiger. It's damn it. It's a dude who plays in Italy, I think, but he's got a Polish name. Ooh, I'd go for Polish right now. Polish sausage.
He plays
the food.
He plays
open wide for some soccer.
Oh my God, this is gonna kill me. And the fact that these soccer dorks aren't chiming in right now at 6, 7, 11, like back to back to back with the names. They only do this when you tell them that like we're not gonna talk about soccer or whatever it is.
Soccer player in Italy.
Oh Jesus.
That's... All I get is Gianluigi Buffon. He's the goalie.
Oh, Dougie's cousin.
It really?
No, I don't know. I mean Buffon is a common last name.
Right, there's no E on it, though, in his case.
You're a clown.
That's what Lombardi said to me in Italian. Buffon means clown.
It is Ibrahimovic. Yes, it is. He's Swedish, and he's got a... Yeah, it's Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
And he's Swedish?
Yes.
All right, that's made up.
No, it isn't. And the dude is like 6'3 or something like that. He's like this giant man, but he's a terrific scorer.
Wait, this says he's Serbian.
Okay.
But he plays for Sweden and Man United.
Okay. But it's Ibrahimovic, though. It's a guy who had...
It's Ibrahimovic,
though. He's got a name.
Let's ask her.
Right. He's got a name that doesn't sound like his nationality.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Zlatan. Oh, he is Swedish.
Yes.
But his name...
But his name is Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
What?
Yeah, that's my guy.
All right, he was born in Sweden. Hold on a second.
He just hurt himself, too.
He was born in Sweden to a Muslim Bosnian father who emigrated to Sweden in 1977 and a Croatian mother.
Ooh.
Jurka Gravic, who has also emigrated to Sweden, where the couple first met.
Yeah, see, I got jewels for you every once in a while. Drop a few of them. Did you know about this guy, Chris?
Born in...
No?
Nope. Okay. All right. All right, well, that makes
Chris
sense.
Chris loves not knowing about certain things. Like, Chris is like the joke that Chris Rock made about brothers. He was like, you know, I'm going to college. I don't care about college. I don't know that. I don't know that bleep, and he's so proud not to know things. Like Chris is in his lane. Is like, don't bother me with your other foolishness or your other nonsense. I love my lane. Yeah, his name is Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Very good,
and that is my guy.
I'm impressed.
Yes.
This segment has been brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Andy McCullough will join us next. Always entertaining Dodgers Insider on The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
Hey, TB here. It's spring, and there's something in the air, if you know what I mean. And you've got to get into TB Diddly's for our Spring Fun Fest. We've got drink specials on pina coladas, mango tangos, and lava flows. And please don't forget, with the weather finally turning, we have opened our backdoor patio.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard.
Is it our turn?
It's summertime, and the Mega Millions jackpot is bringing the heat. It's now more than $200 million. You heard us correctly, more than $200 million. That's one hot jackpot. Go to IllinoisLottery.com for the latest jackpot updates. What are you waiting for? Get out there and play, because the jackpot is growing, and luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think all these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. You came into Alice Hall and interviewed and were not hired.
I thought the interview went fantastic. I really was waiting for a call to tell me I had a job. Now, every time I look at the Weather Channel, I'm glad I did.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Your home is probably the biggest investment you will make your entire life. Why trust an online app to get that right when you can work with an expert? We listen to your needs and we find the right loan for your unique situation. And we'll even come to your home or office to get the loan process started. Apps are great for weather and social media, but they can't pick the right mortgage for you. Let the experts go to work for you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, Indiana residential mortgage licensee, The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you.
the many discounts, safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot. And the shelves are full of smart storage solutions, like an HDX 4-shelf storage unit, a special buy at just $19.88. It'll hold up to 600 pounds of whatever you've got, and you'll barely have to lift your wallet. Come get organized at the Pack Store Save event, going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 23rd, U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
See manager for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
He got him. That's how this first half, this memorable first half, comes to a close. A Clayton Kershaw complete game to give the Dodgers their sixth consecutive win. They're 26th out of their last 30 as they steamroll their way to the best record in the majors at 61-29.
Well, nobody told the Cubs that the Dodgers were going to have their 2016 season instead of them. So they're doing it. Unbelievable run for these Dodgers, who are 30-4 over their last 34. And here's a guy who covers them for the LA Times, Andy McCullough, who is on Twitter at McCullough Times. And with us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline, find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You're running out of superlatives at this point, Andy?
No, not really. I mean, they're a good club. I guess we'll just, you know, we'll see how far they go. I don't know. I mean, they're really good, you know, but it we'll see if they win, you know, at the end of the year. It's going to be interesting for sure.
So Cody Bellinger, you know, as if Seager and Kershaw and Turner weren't enough, another star jumps on the scene in Cody Bellinger. And this is a guy who's done it. You know, this isn't a flash in the pan or overnight sensation. It seems like if you go back and look at his minor league numbers, he's been a power hitter for most of his professional career. He's just doing it on the big stage now.
For sure. I mean, the guy hit, you know, I think 30 homers in A-ball a couple years ago. I think he hit, you know, 25 or so last year between a couple levels. Obviously, you know, hitting 26 in the majors is different. But, yeah, I mean, he was a top 10 prospect in baseball coming into this season. And there's a reason the team was really reticent to, you know, to consider giving him up in trade deals, you know, like with, you know, Chris Sale or Jose Quintana or whatever, you know, when they talked about him, those guys, you know, coming into this season, that was always a name that came up, and the Dodgers just weren't interested in parting with him. And you can see why. I mean, he's a really, really talented offensive player. It's going to be interesting to see how he holds up during the course of the year. You know, he's only 22. He's never played a season this long, and there's a lot of stress on him, but he's been tremendous. I mean, he really rescued them in the first half of the first couple, you know, the first few weeks of the season, they were kind of listing, you know, a little below 500. And then he came up, and since then, I think they're like 53-18 or something like that, something incredible. So yeah, he's been really important to what they're doing.
How does Dave Roberts balance what Joe Maddon referred to last year as embracing the target of understanding? Like you say, he could just say, well, you know, we haven't won anything yet. Let's just take it game by game, but also allowing them to believe, yeah, of course, no one's stopping you from going and winning the World Series and talking about potentially winning championships. So what balance does he think is right for this team this year?
I mean, I think it's just speaking about it in terms of, you know, just being realistic. I mean, Roberts has said over and over, you know, like for early in the season, the first few months, you know, the Rockies and the D-backs were playing really good baseball and the Dodgers were kind of in second and third place. And over, Dave Roberts just said, yeah, we feel we're the best team in the league, you know, the division. We feel we're going to win the division. Just like really simple, you know, confident, declarative, and just being like, yeah, we think we're the best team. You know, we're going to prove it. And they've done that. And so I don't think he's really puffing at his chest very much, but he's, you know, they think they're the best team in baseball. They think they're going to win the World Series and they're not running away from that. You know, they're not trying, they're embracing the target. And I think that's kind of what you need to do. You know, you can't, you know, I used to cover the Royals, and in, you know, 2015 when they were coming off, you know, losing in game seven, you know, that was the same sort of thing they were doing. They talked about, you know, we have one goal, we're trying to win the World Series. There's no reason to just, you know, to futz around it and act like, well, you know, we'll see what happens when we get there. I mean, it's all about just, you know, being sort of confident in declaring what your intentions are.
I remember a few years ago when I was reading about Yasiel Puig, I could not wait to see him do his thing on the major league level. And he did it for a year. And then they kind of threw the shackles on him, and he kind of just ran into some difficulties by his own accord as well. And it seems like things have eased up a little bit on him, and he's having a decent season. But how has this time been for Yasiel Puig, being the most, you know, famous guy in Los Angeles, and then all of a sudden his teammates turning on him and him running through his own, you know, maturation issues to now? How has he navigated these waters over the last few years?
I mean, he's still, you know, I would think probably the most popular player on the team outside of maybe Clayton Kershaw. But if you go by fan reaction at Dodger Stadium, I mean, he's still the guy who draws the most attention, even though he's batting eighth in the lineup. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the guy who fans really, really react to. You know, I think he's calmed down a little bit. I think it's also, you know, his teammates have just gotten to know him a little bit better. You know, I was talking to Justin Turner about it a few weeks ago, and he just basically phrases, you know, Puig does a lot of stuff in how he behaves and how he, you know, acts on the field that kind of rubs people the wrong way. But when you've been around him long enough and you know the kind of person he is, you've seen him, you know, at his lowest moments, you've seen him, you know, go through a lot of things, you understand that he's, you know, a decent guy who just is from a different sort of, I mean, you know, just culturally different, you know, growing up where he did and what he had to get through to get to America. You know, so it's obviously pretty different than almost all other baseball players have been through. And so I think there's a recognition from the Dodgers that, you know, don't worry when he does, you know, goofy stuff or whatever. Just understand that he's, you know, a decent guy who's trying to contribute, you know, in his own way. And I think he's figured out, you know, he's come to accept kind of what his place is on the team. You know, even though the fans still love him, he's not the focal point of the offense. He's not the focal point of conversation, you know, and it's just contribute, play good defense, and try and hit home runs from the eighth spot. And he's done a really good job in that regard.
Did anybody see anything like this coming from Justin Turner? Because we know the guy's been a very solid player, but nothing like this. And I mean, I don't know that this is a sustainable sort of outlier performance, but man, it's really been something.
Yeah, I mean, he's really good from 2014 to 2016. You know, I mean, those three seasons got him, I think, $65 million, mm-hmm. you know, this offseason. So he's obviously, you know, the BABIP is high. I don't know if he's going to bat 370 for the entire year. But, you know, if he bats 330 with the way he gets on base and the power he provides, I mean, that's a really, really valuable player. I mean, you're talking about a top five, top 10 sort of talent. And, you know, but if you look at last year, I think he was like 15th in WAR or something like that among position players. I mean, he's a really good player. Plays good defense, gives good at-bats, he gives really good consistent at-bats, and he hits good pitching. You know, a lot of guys, you know, take advantage of mistakes, and, you know, the sloppy sixth-inning reliever comes in and hangs a breaking ball to hit a home run, but Turner's able to do that, and he's able to stay on, you know, the elite pitchers, too. I mean, in my opinion, you know, outside of Kershaw, he's their best player and the most important player, and I think, really, if you look at the postseason, you know, he's going to be very, very critical to what they do.
Andy McCullough joining us here for a few more moments from the LA Times. He covers the Dodgers. Dodgers on the South Side tonight, and South Side fans get a chance to see what is trending to be an all-time great and definitely the best pitcher of his generation in Clayton Kershaw. What kind of guy is he? How does he handle the bright lights of LA and the fame and the success and the big contract? I remember when I saw the picture of him and his homeboys all crowded around when he got to Cy Young, and it looked like a Glee Club recital. But it seems as if this is a dude who nothing really bothers him. I saw him get fired up a couple of starts ago when he got his butt handed to him. But other than that, he kind of rides the steady short and steady wave. What kind of guy is he to cover?
He's a very intense, detail oriented, focused sort of individual. You know, he's the sort of guy. There's very little time he spends during the day, you know, fiddling around on his phone at his locker. You know, he's not that sort of dude. His you know, he lives on that 5-day schedule like all starters do, but he's incredibly regimented. You know, he's like, if I'm here, you know, I need to be doing this at, you know, 3:10. I mean, he need to be doing this at 3:30. You know, and so he's just a very, very disciplined, regimented sort of person. And, you know, he's fine. Like, I enjoy interacting with him. I think he has interesting things to say. He very rarely says predictable things, I think. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't speak in cliches very often. I think that can be entertaining. You know, post-game, he can be very entertaining, especially if he doesn't like the questions he's being asked. So, you know, he can be a little prickly at times. But, you know, I think just in general, like, he's a intense guy. He's a private guy. You know, I don't think he really lets the fame and stuff affect him. He doesn't do too many, you know, commercials or things like that. He has some endorsements, and he's done, I think he was on like the New Girl for like a cameo a couple years ago, but he doesn't do a lot of stuff like that. You know, he's just kind of he's pretty focused on the baseball stuff. Like, you know, I think he and Max Scherzer are very similar in that regard.
Now, as pitching staffs go, you've got a lot of interesting guys to talk to, because Rich Hill, from our experience here in Chicago, even as a young player, always had a good sense of humor and was thoughtful. And I'm a huge fan of Brandon McCarthy, because that's a deep thinker on a lot of things outside baseball, too. So you're not without conversation on that pitching staff.
For sure, yeah. Rich is a very interesting guy. You know, like the most pleasant person in the world in the clubhouse. And then, you know, you walk by him throwing a bullpen session, and he's just swearing up a storm. Just a total, like, he becomes a total nutcase when he's on the mound, which is entertaining to watch. You know, McCarthy is definitely probably the premier Twitterer in baseball, and also been a pretty good pitcher this year. So he's always, you know, entertaining. So yeah, it's a good staff. I mean, they got a lot of talented, bright guys out there.
And I hadn't seen the video before, and it was Kenta Maeda who surprised a bunch of Japanese little leaguers when he dressed up as just sort of an old man who was wandering around the field, and then asked if he could play in their game, and then eventually revealed himself to be who he was in a terrific piece like Candid Camera Video.
Yeah, I think that was like the equivalent of like those Kyrie Irving commercials.
Yes.
The gimmick he was doing.
For Uncle Drew.
Yeah.
Uncle Drew. Yeah, Kenta was like the Japanese Uncle Drew.
All right, Andy, thank you for your time, man. Enjoy the city, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, anytime, guys. Have a good one.
Andy McCullough of the LA Times, who covers the Los Angeles Dodgers for them.
What do you want me to go next, Manny Machado or Mike Vick?
The Mike Vick stuff's troubling.
Okay, we'll do Mike Vick.
Yeah, the Mike Vick stuff caught me by surprise. And then now he's trying to walk it back, but...
There was issues with the way the question was asked. There was issues with how he answered it, and some other things that I believe Mike Vick is trying to be for certain people.
This segment brought to you by Volvo. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer. Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
It's the Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Now choose the BMW SAV model you've wanted that has room for everyone. Start your shopping. Canals BMW has a great selection of sports activity vehicles to choose from, including 2017 BMW X1, X3, and X5 models. Over 150 in stock, each well-equipped with driver assistance packages and other popular features. You'll also enjoy BMW Ultimate Handling, performance, and luxurious appointments that make driving a pleasure. Plus, of course, there's plenty of space for kids, company, and cargo for wherever summer takes you. The Canals BMW Sports Activity Vehicle Sales Event. Your time to take advantage of special lease offers on every 2017 BMW X model in stock with on-the-spot delivery. Canals BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff, canalsbmw.com.
Field. Maybe you are one of those people that have been turned down for a refinance in the past because the lender told you your house wouldn't appraise high enough. That's crazy. My guy Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team close loans every day without appraisals. And you know what else they do? They don't charge any out-of-pocket cost. Leave your checkbook at home. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you are looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy-bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.